Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Farm murders have long been a source of political tension, international scrutiny, and emotional outcry. Now, claims made by AfriForum about the scale and the nature of these attacks have been brought to the attention of the United States government. Joining me is Jacques Broderick. He's the chief spokesperson for community safety at AfriForum. And that's to talk about whether the U.S. government has acknowledged and confirmed these claims. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. Let's talk about the United States government. Have they officially confirmed, have they endorsed the AfriForum claim about these farm murders?
Morning, Howard. Good to speak to you. Yes, the specific government body of the U.S. who got out the statement is the Bureau for Democracy, Human Rights and Labor, which is a bureau that falls directly under the State Department. Yes. And they issued a statement on various social media platforms acknowledging farm attacks and acknowledging many of the things that AfriForum has been campaigning about regarding farm attacks for years now.
Right. So the current statistics that you are working with, how does this compare to the SAPS official data?
No, in the past we've had incidences where the statistics were quite similar, and then in other cases we've had drastic differences, which is very surprising because it logically can't be that AfriForum can note more cases than the South African Police Service does,
correct,
because that's where crimes get reported.
Sure.
So I would expect them to always be aware of more farm attacks and farm murders than we are, but that doesn't seem to be the case in many instances.
Which is obviously a concern. Has this shifted? The fact is that the farming community is vulnerable. They are isolated. They are in real need of protection. Since you have brought this to the attention of the world, have we seen an increase in government protection of these rural communities?
No, unfortunately, I can't say that we have seen any movement from the government side. Our repeated claims to have farm attacks classified as a priority crime in the same manner that cash and transit robbery and human trafficking and rhino poaching are classified as priority crimes because they are unique. Our repeated calls for that have simply been ignored. What has been interesting to note was since President Donald Trump in February made utterances about farm attacks in the international media, and this enormous media focus shifted onto farm attacks. There was a sudden decline in attacks. Then it started picking up again when AfriForum and Solidarity Movement had their big their trip to the U.S., which caused a lot of tension in South Africa. We also again saw a sudden decrease in attacks. Now it's not a long enough period to draw any significant statistical conclusions from it, but it is interesting to see that when there's a spotlight on it, it seems to quiet down. So then you have to start asking these questions, why is that? Did government perhaps behind the scenes tell the police to start focusing on these issues, not to look bad internationally, or is there something more nefarious going on? These are the types of things that we need to know, and we can't find that out if we have a president who's not even willing to admit that farm attacks are taking place.
What about the media? There's definitely a focus on the media to blame AfriForum or anybody who speaks out about concerns in South Africa. And instead of focusing on the issues themselves, we see this repeatedly, the focus being on those who speak out. How complicit is our media in not having the conversations that need to be had?
Yeah, unfortunately, I think they are extremely complicit, Howard. I think that's one of the main problems that we have. It's very sad to see that we hardly have any balanced journalism left. Everyone is pushing some kind
of
a narrative.
Yeah, we're here fighting a fight.
And good on you guys. But when I mean the mainstream corporate media, it's become ridiculous. If you look at the piece that News 24 put out yesterday about the statement by the State Department, it's this major effort to try and debunk the whole thing and downplay it, and stating that this specific bureau doesn't have any legislative legislative rights or powers, and no one said that. That's not even part of the discussion. But there's this major attempt to downplay it, you know. So it's concerning, and I think it's something that we really need to be very aware of, and take everything that we read and we see with a pinch of salt.
I wish we had more time. We don't. I'm going to ask Senator to set up more time, because I would love to continue this conversation. Unfortunately, as I said, we are out of time. Shark Broderick is a chief spokesperson for the community safety at AfriForum, and we wanted to chat about the U.S. acknowledging AfriForum's claims about the farm murders. And as I say, we're going to see if we can continue that conversation maybe next week. It's 8:17.